Happy Sabbath. Happy, happy Sabbath.
Happy, happy day.
God is good. And all the time.
God's good.
Yeah, we thank God for being good to us all the time. And we know for sure that the Lord will continue to be good to us. Thank you, Pastor Fred, for the Sabbath school. That was a wonderful one. And thanks to those who were able to come early to be part of the Sabbath school. And if you are now also coming, you are warmly welcome. I want to start by welcoming our online viewers and visitors who mostly tune to our YouTube channel to watch us. And as I mostly say, those of you who are new to the church or visiting and you don't know yet, we have a live stream of our service on YouTube. And so for whatever reason, if you are not able to join us in person, you can still join us online. We highly encourage you to join us in person because we get a wonderful fellowship. But if for any reason you have to join us online, you are warmly welcome. And so those who are joining us online, we appreciate that you are able to make time to listen to us. And then also on the Lighthouse FM, people tune in to listen to us. We appreciate that, and we say God bless you for doing that. Now, those of you who are sitting in the pews, we are happy to see you face to face. May the Lord bless you as you decided not to go elsewhere, but come to sit in here to worship with us. I want to welcome and introduce the people officiating today. Actually, Anthony was supposed to be doing what I'm doing now, but he asked me to do that based on one or two reasons, and I gladly accepted to be here. So my name is Joseph. We have Pastor Steve leading out in the sermon. During the praise time, we have Alice leading out. And then we have Rob giving us the scripture reading. And then during the special music, we will see Jairus Gordon coming to sing for us. I'll take my call to worship from Daniel chapter 3, verse 28 to 30. And I want you to join me as I read. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him and set him aside the king's command and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship the God, any God except their own God." Now verse 29 says, "Therefore I make a decree, any people, nation, or language that speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and their houses laid in ruins, for there is no other God who is able to rescue in this way." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Amen.
But it's good to be in Father's house this morning. And we're going to start our song service with hymn number 334. Number 334, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing."
Teach me you.
that should be the desire and prayer of everyone that is here, that the Lord will take our hearts and seal it. Number 469, just a few pages over, leaning on the everlasting arms, no matter what comes our way, no matter what this old devil's darts can throw at us, if we're leaning on Jesus, we're okay. We're gonna be fine. 469. On the everlasting arms this morning. Amen. Our opening hymn, and we'll stand as we sing. Our opening hymn is 469. I'm sorry, opening hymn is 183. We'll stand as we sing.
I will see.
God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning and happy Sabbath, everyone. Our scripture reading for today is taken from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 to 22. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. Those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. Amen.
Now let's sing prayerfully our prayer song. Now, dear Lord, as we pray.
Of consolation and strength. We are very happy because you are here. You are our blessing. And now we want to bless your name and exalt your name. Only you are holy, pure, and faithful. Because in times when we are in troubles, you are there with us. You are faithful. No one is like you. Our hearts want to leap for joy to be in your presence. We are not worthy to be before you, but we come trusting in your compassion and love by the blood of Jesus Christ. We pray that you hear our silent confession at this time and that we may enter through the precious blood in your presence. Please confess your sins in silence. Thank you, my Lord, for providing the Lamb who can take away our sin and has made us free to develop fully and harmoniously in all dimensions in life. We put before you the cases that concern us. Bruce Moss needs Angela Organ, Frank Bruce, Larry Penny Sr., Bonnie Flood, Gerard Organ, Janet David, also those who suffer from the death of a loved one, those who suffer from loneliness, depression, or anxiety, those who seek work so that they may find it. For the unity of families, the enthusiasm and work of the Lord in the community, teach us to work together, using our talents and gifts with joy for those in need, as you did. Enlighten us to understand how good, powerful, wise, and wonderful, Father, you are. May us understand your word more convincingly. We know that you are supreme. You rule the entire universe, but sometimes we forget that. So, my Lord, this is the time. This is the place. This is your presence and power spirit. So be with us. Pour out your Holy Spirit so we can all together adore you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you.
someone is praying for you. In the midst of the storm, is your ship tossed and battered? Are you weary and worn? Don't lose hope, someone's praying for you this very day. And peace be still, he's already on. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. So when it seems you're all alone and your heart will break in two, remember someone. Strength is all gone, and your tears fall like raindrops all the day long.
He cares, and he knows just how much you can bear. He'll speak your name to someone in prayer.
Thank you very much. It's amazing, right? How do you feel? Good? Happy? Yes, because God is among us, according with his promise. Today we are going to meditate in a passage of Revelation. Please open your Bible in Revelation 3. Revelation 3. Revelation chapter 3. Well, we are going to study Laodicea Church. Wow. Do you know something? Laodicea Church received a very, very strong message, but at the same time, receive the highest promise from Jesus Christ. What is the highest promise? You can sit in his throne, in his throne. Wow, so that means that Jesus Christ is not zealous of his authority, because even us, we are going to sit in his throne. But what is the condition? Is we are victorious, conquer. That is, we need to encourage our walk. Every day we need to remember, we need to study the Bible, we need to receive the Holy Spirit every day. That is important, not only for Jonah and Charles, but for every one of us. So it's important to remember the message directly from Jesus Christ to the Laodicean members. So, do you know that there are seven churches, right? Seven letters that John wrote, right? But also Paul wrote seven letters to different churches in his time. But John presents directly from the revelation of Jesus Christ what we need to do. For example, if you are sick, you need a doctor, right? You need a doctor. And the doctor need to test your physical, mental, or whatever needs you have, right? And in the end, the doctor presents the results. What happens if the doctor is very polite and says, oh, no, it's not so dangerous problem, but in reality it's dangerous. The doctor is not sharing to you the truth. That is important. We need to understand the truth. What happened with a spiritual life? We need the truth. If I present the message of the Laodicea, there are some important lessons for us. So think about that. Can you please read the verse 14 in your Bible? And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. So look at this. What is the first statement about the message? Is how Jesus is presented, right? The angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, number two, faithful, number three, true witness, number four, the beginning of the creation of God. So who is this guy? Is Jesus Christ. So it's, for that reason, it's a revelation of Jesus Christ. He is faithful. What means faithful? True witness. So always Jesus Christ will talk you the truth, always. But what happened is that this truth is not so nice. If you have some friend and the friend loves you, really loves you, and he or she observes that you are not doing good or well, yes, he or she will tell you the truth about you, right? With love, because he or she loves you. That is important. But this friend is the beginning of the creation of God. The creator, your creator. So I think he knows you better than you know yourself, right? Yes, of course. See, the creator told you, wow, But Pastor, it's for Laodicea. No, it's not for me, right? But you know, Paul wrote Romans, right? But the message to the Romans is not for Romans, the Romans. It's also for us, right? So the message for Laodicea Church is not for Laodicea Church. It's also for us. So please hear what the Spirit tells us. I know your works. I know your works. Oh, not only my heart, also our works. So in the church, not always we are the same. Do you know how do you know that who you are? You are so that person that is in, how you say, when you are alone or we are alone. Number one, you are those person that were, when you are in trouble, in crisis, you reveal what in your heart is, right? When there are some crisis in your life, some illness, some economical problems, some issues with your family, with your residence, with your job, with your friends. So you need to know who you are. So I know your works, said the amen, the amen, because this produces certainty. It's a testimony of Jesus Christ, who is sovereign and has authority. So I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot, and who with you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. How is that? Please think a little bit about this. What is this? Vomit? Of course, sometimes, if you prepare a chocolate, you prefer a chocolate, hot chocolate or cold chocolate beverage? Cold or hot? But it's between. Well, according with the history, the Laodiceans were in a little, Laodiceans were living in a little town or little city who received the water from 6 miles ahead. This water were warm, lukewarm, right? So they needed to drink the water every day in this condition of temperature. That is important for us. We need to evaluate what is your spiritual temperature. If you think, what is your spiritual temperature right now? Well, maybe you can feel hot in this room, but not. I am talking about your spiritual connection with God. Think about that. If you decided to evaluate your own spiritual temperature in a scale of 1 to 5, what number do you have? What number do you decide is your spiritual temperature? Don't say me, please. Just think about your own spiritual experience with God, your connection with God, because it's important. 4 times, Jesus Christ repeated, I don't tolerate, I don't want. If you are lukewarm, spiritual talking, it's not, I don't like that. I don't like that. I prefer you were cold or hot, but no warm. Why? How is possible that this church was lukewarm? Well, maybe this church was very cold and was progressively warm, and now they are going to be hot, okay? But maybe they were hot and progressively were lukewarm. And what is the next step? Cold. It's probably that this is the condition of Laodicea. Be careful, because it's a mix. This kind of spiritual life is a mix. We want to be heavenly citizen, and also we want to be worldly citizen. It's a mix. So, but the problem is more profound. So look at this. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing. So it's a self-perception that we don't need nothing. We need nothing. How do you say? Anything, right? We don't need anything. Why? Because we are satisfied. We are comfortable. We don't want change, to be changed and to change others. We are just a thermometer, right? Thermometer. But we need to be a thermostat. So it's important that you consider that there is a two opposite point of view about you, your self-awareness, and also how God sees you, because God knows you better than you. And me, when I say you, I refer me. Do you know why? Because this letter is for the leaders of the church. If you are a leader of this church, this letter is mainly for you, to you, and also for every one of us. So, what is the condition, spiritual condition of Laodicea? According with Jesus Christ, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are a wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Four characteristics. Wow. But it's very strong. Very strong word, right? What happened with this? It's because always, we are see ourselves better than we are really. Better. That means that we need to be a positive perspective about ourselves. No, the problem is not this. The problem is that because we are in a wrong perspective, we don't know exactly what happened with our spiritual life, then we are in very great danger. Until we realize where is our state, where is our condition, then we are going to improve, to hear God, to understand that we are vulnerable. We need a doctor. We need a heavenly doctor, because our illness is not possible to be overcome by ourselves. So we have people with, it's my personal experience, okay? With many resentments, anger, criticism, gossip, clear violation of the Sabbath day. Yes, clear failure to have faith in God instead of other things. Bitterness. Yes, sometimes our sight are not pure. We see things that we don't need to see. We hear sounds that we don't need to hear. We see videos. We see pictures. We connect with social media. We see or watch movies. We have some addiction, but we don't realize that it's a problem, a spiritual problem, because it's my situation. So sometimes We have many vanities. We have idols. Sometimes I share full testimonies. So sometimes we are, how you say, a slut, some slut, pride. We are sinners. So we need desperately the doctor in our life. Look at this, just this quotation from Spurgeon. They are neither hot for the truth, nor hot for conversion, nor hot for holiness. They are no fury enough to burn to stumble of sin, nor zealous and enough to make Satan angry, nor fervent enough to make a living sacrifice for themselves upon the altar of their God. They are neither cold nor hot. That is a terrible spiritual situation. So Church of Laodicea lack a sense of spiritual poverty. Do you know something? Do you know that Smyrna church thought that they were poor people? But Jesus said, no, you are not poor people. You are very rich. You are rich. This is the persecuted church. So Laodicea is the opposite. Do you remember who were blessed? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Poor in spirit. Why? Because they recognize that they need the Holy Spirit, the truth in our life. This wasn't just the opinion of Jesus Christ. It's a certainly true. So think about your own spiritual condition. Jesus Christ offered us gold refined. What does it mean, gold? The virtues of the Holy Spirit, love and faith, but refined in fire, the troubles, the crisis, but no crisis, no problems, because we provoke these problems. No. Problems that come to us in the name of Jesus Christ. When we preach, when we testify, when we serve in the name of Jesus Christ, we are in troubles. Why? Because the devil also are working around us. So don't give up your faith. Go ahead. So we need to buy gold, right? We need to buy dress, white dress, and we need to buy collyrium, balm, collyrium. So soft. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the righteousness and holiness of Jesus Christ. The saber comes with jewels of truth every day to give us the richness of the heaven through Jesus Christ. For that reason, my brothers and sisters, we need the Holy Spirit every day to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. So God decides to restore us to what we should have original being. The God's plan for those who submit their lives to the Holy Spirit is that be comforted to the likeness of His Son. Be like Jesus for today. That is amazing. Buy the field and obtain the treasure. But you need to give God what you are, and then you receive the most precious virtues in your life. Jesus said, I love you. You know what means love in this passage? It's not agape, it's friend. God loves you as a friend. For that reason, He told us, tell us, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If He is knocking, what means? He is upside. no inside. Jesus, don't live in you, in me, if to knock you. And Jesus opened, according with Revelation 4, verse 1, opened a door in heaven in such a way that you can see the throne of God. Jesus opened doors who nobody can close. But there is one door that Jesus cannot open by himself. You need to open this door. It's the door of your heart. If you want it, he will. If you hear, look at this, hear. Every day, Jesus knocked to your life. If you hear his voice, he will. What happened? He will? Yes. But no, it's a temporal resident. Some immigrant, we are going to, or we are looking, seeking a permanent resident. But Jesus Christ wants to be a permanent resident, not in Canada, in your heart every day. If you want it, you can open. Open every day your heart, and then will be a party. Will be a spiritual party. We enjoy the presence of Jesus Christ every day in our life, and he will open many doors of opportunity to you in this country or wherever you go, because he will be with us. The key to opening the door is to first hear his voice. Hear every day his voice. How can you hear his voice? Study his word every day in prayer. The heaven will open then, and the Holy Spirit guide you and bless you every day. If you want it, if you hear his voice and open the door, say, we will spend time eating together. Notice that Jesus gave this call individually. It's not the church in generally. It's personal calling. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. What is the promise? Two promises. You will be overcome, and also you will be seated in the throne of God. This is amazing. The words of the seven churches, the most eminent, all the promise is addressed to this church. So please encourage your spiritual life. It's your responsibility. You need help to get a vibrant spiritual life. Please come with us. Call, text to me or to the leader of this church, and we are ready to help you in this supreme goal in your life. So God bless you in all dimensions, and especially in this. Open your heart every day. Hear his voice, and please enjoy his holy presence in your life. Amen.
Our closing hymn this morning is number 608. Number 608, Faith is the Victory. We'll stand as we sing.
The promise is sure, so we accept this promise in our heart. Can you accept this promise, to promise to be in Christ more than conqueror, and also, number two, sit in his throne? Would you like to accept this? Yes?
Amen.
All right, this is part of our situation. We need desperately the Holy Spirit, so pray. We are going to pray. So then, just as we receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your life in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope, in faith, and love. God bless you. Amen.